Warriors-Rockets Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals, a Sunday evening slugfest where the Warriors stay on the attack and get several strong performances as Stephen Curry delivers a game-high 35 points with 5 trays while driving the action. Kevin Durant powering his way to a 25-point night at 10 points and 17 rebounds from Draymond Green, and the Warriors grab a 2-1 lead in this series with a 126-85 victory. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
Now that Steph has gone off, can you admit to feeling nervous at all in the first half there when he was missing a bunch of shots?
Not really. Honestly, we've seen this so many times. You know, with Steph, all it takes is one. And I thought he was pressing a little bit early, but I was never concerned. This guy's a two-time MVP, and he bounces back from bad games as well as anybody I've ever seen. So. Didn't surprise me.
Mark Medina, Bay Area News Group. Steve, what do you think helped open the game up in the third quarter? What do you think helped open up the game?
Tonight was just all about defense and taking care of the ball. That's it. When we defend like that and we take care of it, then we're not giving anything easy and we're making them earn every point. That's what this is all about. If we can defend at that level and protect the ball, we're generally going to be in good shape.
Steve, Logan Murdock of the Bay Area News Group right here. There was a stretch in the first quarter where Kevon Looney, he blocked Mbah Moute on one possession and then played great defense on Eric Gordon on the next possession, and it kind of made a free fall on that run. What has he been for you guys in this series, and what has he been for you guys all season?
Well, Looney is a good matchup in this series because of all the ISOs, because of the one-on-one play. You need bigs who can switch out and cover Chris and James. They're so tough to handle, and Looney's really good at that. So he's gotten better and better all season, and you know, we're thrilled with how he's played, thrilled with how Nick Young has played defensively, staying in front. That's what this series is about for us, is, you know, how well can we defend without fouling. They make it really hard on you with all their shooting and their one-on-one play. But we've had a lot of guys step up and play good defense, and I thought Loon was great tonight.
Steve, back to me. Curious.
You get two?
Yeah,
like there's
I know.
This whole room, and you get two.
They got to raise their hands faster.
Raymond, did you okay that?
I think it's a $2,500 fine.
I'll talk to my editors. You talk so much about force going into this game. What is Andre Iguodala's role when it comes to force? And he looked like he came up a little bit with something tweaked in his leg in the fourth quarter. Is he okay there?
Yeah, I think he's okay. He got banged on the knee. I think it was like a knee-on-knee type thing. He said he'll be all right, but you know, when we're right, when we're playing how we are supposed to play, Andre's right in the middle of it. It's defense and it's being smart, making good decisions. And Andre is one of the guys who seems to set the tone for that for us. And I thought he did a great job of that tonight.
Hey, Steve. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press, Democrat. Rockets were taking it right at Steph again from the start. And before his shot was falling, he was driving to the basket pretty well. I know everyone's wants to talk about his pretty shot, but on a night like tonight, how important is his toughness?
Well, he's underrated. Steph is underrated for the toughness factor, but you don't become a two-time MVP just by shooting a bunch of threes. You know, he's got unbelievable stamina and physical toughness, mental toughness. You know, for 4 days, everybody's been talking about him, and what he did tonight didn't surprise any of us because that's just who he is. He's got unbelievable character and great talent, and it always rises when it needs to.
Tim Kallik on the Athletic. Steve, looked like maybe you were trying a little different defensive strategy to play the pick and roll early, and you maybe scrapped it after a few possessions. That would happen. Were you looking to hedge a little bit more in the pick and roll, and did you just kind of go play it straight up after that?
No, we actually didn't change anything to start the game, but they hurt us a couple of times. They made a couple of nice plays getting the ball into the paint. Capella got a couple of lobs. So we took a timeout just to sort of clarify what our defensive strategy was. But we didn't really make a lot of changes. We tweaked a few things here and there. But for the most part, we're playing the same way. They're playing the same way. We just, we played a lot better, obviously, tonight.
Hi, Steve. Janie McCauley from AP. What the way you guys were able to defend and then get out in transition, how did that work exactly? How, you know, you guys were hoping to get that game.
Yeah, well, that's always the key for us. When we defend, then we can get out and run. Houston's a very good defensive team, and they have made it tough on us. They're doing a lot of good things, but if we can get stops, we know we can get out in transition and get much better shots. So that's the whole key, is getting stops and not fouling, not reaching, not letting the game stop, and let them get to the foul line and keep things going and keep the pressure on.
Mark Spears, ESPN. Steve, what was the key to Steph's improvement defensively this game, and how quickly do you think, or what did you think he learned from the previous game defensively?
I just think that we were so much better as a team defensively tonight that it you know, it may have shown up, you know, that Steph played better, but it was really everybody. And when the whole team plays well defensively, each individual is going to look like he played better too. Steph's been battling this whole series with all these guys coming off and trying to take him off the dribble, and it's a lot of work, but he's standing up really well.
Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. Steve, I mean, obviously 17 rebounds speaks for itself, but what else did you see from Draymond, particularly on the defensive end tonight? Because it looked like he was in the middle of a lot of things.
Gosh, Draymond, you know, there's nobody like him. Honestly, I don't know another player who is like Draymond in this league. His ability to impact the game in so many ways defensively, getting out onto Harden and Paul and switching and then rebounding and staying in Capella's legs and trying to knock the ball away on the lobs and, you know, protect the rim without fouling. Draymond is he's just a tremendous defender, and I thought his performance tonight was unreal.
Coach Kerr, Tony Harvey, Sacramento Observer. The Warriors did it tonight. They eclipsed the Bulls' record at home, 16 straight consecutive wins. Could you comment on, you know, a feat like that?
We're in the middle of a hell of a run, obviously, and we got great players who are committed, and they take a lot of pride in protecting our home floor, and so I'm really proud of them. I'm proud of what they've been able to accomplish the last few years. But make no mistake about it, Game 4 will be incredibly difficult. We know what's coming, and so we're not paying attention to any of that stuff. You can ask Raymond for all the stats and all the records and everything else, but we gotta be ready for the force that's coming from them in Game 4.
Artspander.com and other websites. I was going to ask you.
I'm going to artspander.com when I get home. I can't wait.
I was going to ask you about Game 4. Coaches don't like to say this is a must-win or this game is bigger, and yet you certainly don't want to go back there even. Holding a 3-1 lead gives you a great advantage. So how big is Game 4?
It's a huge game. It's kind of the swing game of the series, and you know, we're right where we want to be, but we're not naive enough to think that what happened tonight is an indication of what will happen in a couple of days. So we've got to be prepared and ready for everything they're bringing, and see what we can do.
Steve, Dan Wecky, LA Times. You said, I think, earlier this week that Steph Curry and Oracle Arena is such a good combination. Why do you think that is, and what does it do to the rest of the guys on the court when – he kind of starts to go and the crowd comes alive the way
it does? I think most teams play better at home. I mean, I think that's documented. But with our team, the way we play and what we rely on with Steph, he seems to feed off the energy of the crowd. And I thought you saw that tonight. You know, everybody was trying to will him early to making one of those threes, and he was missing. And then, you know, once the dam broke in the third quarter, you know, the fans are – they're just so happy when Steph scores. I mean, there's just this synergy between the fans and Steph, and it's fun to be a part of and fun to experience.
Coach Logan Murdock again with the Bay Area News Group. It's I saw that Jordan Bell got a little bit of early minutes. Was that was that because of, you know, maybe David West struggles offensively this in this?
No, honestly, I wasn't exactly sure how I was going to play in the backup five role. We went into the game thinking we're going to see how the game goes and adapt from there. And when Looney got in foul trouble, I just wanted to stay with our more mobile defenders on the perimeter, and so I went to Jordan instead of David. But that doesn't mean David's out of the loop by any means. We're going to still need him, you know, in this series. And if we're fortunate enough to move on, we'll need him in the next one.
Two more.
Yeah, Coach, Steve Bitker, KCBS. Seemed like Sean Livingston was essential to the win tonight. Can you address his role, what he did?
Yeah, I thought Sean was great. He was very aggressive. I think he got 9 shots up, if I'm not mistaken. We need his offense. It's a small game, obviously, when you play Houston. Floor is spread. And Sean's not a three-point shooter, but he's a great driver, great mid-range shooter, great post-up guy. So I thought his play at both ends was very important.
Anthony Slater with The Athletic. Just how important has Steph's ability to get to the rim and willingness to go to the rim a lot helped him even through these shooting struggles before the third?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's consistently gotten to the rim in the first 3 games of this series and scored. So that's why I didn't think there was anything physically going on with me. He's looked great the last couple games, getting past his man and finishing at the rim. So he did that again tonight, but the difference, obviously, was he got the three-point shot going, too.
All right, Game 4 is right back here at Oracle Arena on Tuesday night, and all throughout this Western Conference Finals series, we have several ways for you to hear Warriors Sound. The radio button in the top right corner of the Warriors team app will get you Warriors Sound 24/7, as will our homepage at warriors.com/sound, plus podcasts in the Apple Podcasts app and in the iTunes Music Store are ready to download. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.